Get money.
All right, thank you for joining the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Podcast, where the purpose of the podcast is to make me money. Second purpose of the podcast is to make you money. And the reason we talk about purpose is because every business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. So we got the purpose clear. And the outcome has been 12 straight weeks of profit. The average investment in the stock market that's been skyrocketing with Tesla and everything else is 50%. We're at 300% profit. This is the purpose and the outcome. And that's what we're here for. And give a man a fish, you teach him for a day. Teach a man to fish. You feed him for a lifetime, right? So not only do we give you the picks, we give you the hows and the whys so you can make your own picks in the middle of a pandemic, social unrest, upcoming economic distress after the election, right? After the election's already happened, right? Unless you're Trump. But after the inauguration. So extra money that you can make in the sports betting market is better for you 100%. Plus you're having fun watching the games, or at least myself. And if you are the smartest, toughest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. That's why I got Josh, the Marine Luna, to help me break down these games and make money and tap into his insight, right? Because capitalism is collaboration and freedom isn't free. And if we don't collaborate on business, and helping each other out. Exactly, man. We're not doing it. Thank you for joining us, Josh. So how are you feeling, you know? We don't have to pay Action Sports $300 for picks. We do it ourselves, and we do it a higher percentage than they do. And we got a better methodology than they do because analytics is not working so well. How are you feeling today, man?
Oh, I'm feeling ready to go. I'm ready to go. I know we don't got a Thursday night football game today, but I'm ready to watch college basketball.
Yes.
I'll watch that today instead.
Yes. And I'm usually 70-80% Pac-12 basketball, 80% Big 12. So I look forward to be able to sharing that knowledge, making some a lot of money with college basketball. And in my top 10 rules of betting, I have a really good basketball story there. And in the top 10 rules of betting, we'll get it. I'll touch on some details as the game goes along because we use business and financial concepts in order to use as tools to determine the outcome to monetize these games. Because that 300% return on investment. So that means I started my bankroll with 50 grand. And by the blessings of God, we've been fortunate, lucky, and good that it's now 150,000. And with Bitcoin going up, you people can do the math. But most people that have the knowledge that the Marine Josh Luna and I have are selfish. We live on a hill, right, quarantined right now. And we don't share the information. The difference between us, right, what makes us scarce is that we're willing to share the information. We're not selfish. And keep it to ourselves. So what's the first game we're going to tackle? The Marine, Josh Luna.
Oh, let's get on this Texans and Browns game right here. Kansas City. Or no, Texans. I'm just thinking Houston and Cleveland. Let's talk about that one first. Oh, it's the Tennessee Titans and Cleveland Browns. Browns 8-3 at Tennessee.
Right. It's an interesting game. The Browns have our analytics teams. An analytics team does not work in football, okay? However, with that being said, Stefanski's a smart guy. He's not a moron. He's not a class A moron like Matt Patricia is, right? And Matt Patricia tried to use analytics to make the decisions for him. Because at the end of the day, I don't think he knows how to make decisions. His dad got him the gig, right, with Bill Belichick because he knows him. And he parlayed that to Detroit. He doesn't know how to make decisions. And we made a lot of money betting against Detroit. But Stefanski knows how to use analytics. And then he went old school and got Callahan as the offensive line coach. And every time Callahan is on the offensive line, that's what team takes him to the Super Bowl. And he was the coach of the Raiders in the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. So he's the offensive line coach for Cleveland. And that makes him really competitive. They'll go to war against the Titans, and they'll cover the 6 points. And what do you think about that over-under?
Oh, I'm thinking under. I'm thinking under. Yeah, that's how I'm feeling about that one.
Right, you buy the point to 55, you buy that point, and you get that game under because the philosophy of the teams, right?
Yeah.
You talk about using business financial concepts. I have an MBA, right? I have a master's of business science. I have securities licenses. And that gives me authority to use business and financial concepts in order to make business decisions. All right?
Yeah, no, I mean, they're not too high offensive teams anyway.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. Yeah, like they're going to get me. It's going to allow fundamental analysis to make my decision for me. No, I'm going to use it as a tool. And one thing in financial in fundamental analysis is you study the corporate governance of the team. That's why throughout this podcast, we're going to talk about the coaches, the general managers, right? And coaching philosophy as it applies to us making money on the game. So since both teams like to run the ball, right? You got a Heisman Trophy winner there, the Tennessee Titans, and you have Tannehill, right? His claim to fame is that he has a super hot wife. That's about it.
Yeah.
For Tannehill, the quarterback of the Titans. And then you have crazy redneck Baker Mayfield as the Cleveland Clowns quarterback. So they're going to put it on the running game. They got Nick Chubb, right? It's going to make things easy for them. Both of them got two studs from the SEC, right, running for them. Yeah. Big offensive lines. So that's why this game's going under in the Cleveland Clowns are going to cover the 7 points. Go what do you think, the Marine, Josh Luna?
No, I think that's 100%. Let's go Browns. I think they're going to cover, and I don't really see too many points going off. I mean, yeah.
No.
They're going to run the ball and keep it grinding.
Right. Okay. And this is a time of the season where the coaches put everything in for the last four games.
Let's hope so. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Now we go to the NFC North. Lions traveling to Chicago. How are you feeling about that? Chicago, man, they're a mess with that quarterback situation.
They're a mess. They have a great defense. They have a great defensive coordinator and Chuck Pagano. The average score of an NFL game is 45. So you'll buy that half point to make it 45 and go under.
Yes.
And I think you surprised me with this when we were talking about it earlier, man. You're going with the Bears.
Oh yeah, I think Bears, man. I think Bears. I'm thinking Bears. I think they're gonna figure it out and get this W. And I think they're gonna cover it.
Yeah, I think that Daryl Bevel, Pete Carroll fired him. Probably for a reason. He's really never done anything, right? He was the offensive coordinator of Green Bay. Offensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks. And now he's here as the head coach of Detroit. And I don't think he's going to rally the troops. I think they're too beaten down. They got rid of some good guys on their team, knowing that the end was coming. So, yeah, the Chicago Bears are still in it, really. And
yeah, Chuck they got to get some wins.
Those guys, he had cancer.
Yeah.
So he's an expert motivator. So he's going to get that defense flying around. They're still in it. It's a home game, right?
Yeah.
And you think about marketing reasons. Chicago's a big town. You need to win a game in Chicago against the Detroit Lions. We're going absolutely nowhere. But that screams the under all day, right? Great yes. defense, bad offense.
No, exactly.
And a team hungry, bad quarterback.
Okay.
So put more money on the under. Remember, you never bet more than 25% of your bankroll. We got the 10 rules of betting. I'm going to put more things in there, more detail, more of a glossary in it. But the number five rule of betting is you never bet 25% of your bankroll. You bet equal amounts on each game. But in this situation, you double down. I bet $1,000 a game, right? That's why I got from 50 grand to 150 grand. So I'm going to do 2,000 on the under. And since Chicago is a loser team, so when I talk about a loser team, they're the family member that you love that asks you for $20 all the time. And you say, hey, I am not going to give you $20. I'm not going to let you borrow $20. I'm going to give you $20. Yeah. Because I know you're never going to pay me back the $20. You can just have it. And they're the ones who come late, right? They say that the ham got burnt and they have to go to Honey Baked Ham. And they're late for Thanksgiving dinner. But you love them. But you knew they were going to be late, right? So you cannot trust the Bears with points. So take the Bears $500 on the money line. So I usually bet $1,000. So I'm going to go $500 Bears money line because you can't trust them with the $20. You just have to give it to them.
All right, then. How are you feeling about the Colts traveling to the Texans right now? That's a big rivalry game, you know. That is the Colts. They want to keep going up in the AFC. I think they got tripped up this past weekend, so they're gonna, you know, they want to bounce back. And Texans, man, they're you know, they're trying to fight for their season. You know, they're salvaging themselves, trying to get any wins that they can.
Right. There's a lot of things going on in this game. You got +3 Texans right now. That's what I'm seeing on Bovada. But you always shop around. 50% of betting is not really knowing who the better team is, but knowing math, which they get it wrong in this country. And math is really pattern recognition. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you look at pattern recognition. +3, +110. So that means I can get +4. Remember, the key numbers. 3 is a key number, 7, 10, 14, 13, 17, 21. So you get a +4. So a field goal doesn't kill you because it's going to be a very close game. And then 51. Usually this would be an under game. Houston is in that same offense. They don't have a running back or a running game, really. It's really Deshaun Watson. But a running quarterback, if they make 3 first downs with their legs, they win 75% of the time. Indianapolis has the old white statue for a quarterback in Phillip Rivers. I love Phillip Rivers as a person. So I'm just talking about him as a player. But as a great Catholic man who's going to coach the football team in Alabama, when he gets back there, he has 10 kids. He's great. He's what we need in society. But as a football player, he's old. He doesn't have the arm strength anymore, and he can't run, right? So what do you think about that over-under? Marine Drafunda.
Let me get right back to that right there. It's at 51.
51.
Yeah.
51.
Ah, man, you know, I want to say, I'm thinking it might go over, honestly. I think
COVID-19.
Yeah, I think they might score over on 51. It might be a little low.
Yeah, so I'm going to call this. Yeah, I'm going to call this a COVID-19 over.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I mean, I think it might be like 31-24. You know, something like that.
Right.
That's just going to hit.
Right. Normally, this would be under because both guys, you know, Philip Rivers has taken a team to a AFC championship game But man, how can you blow it when you have a Hall of Fame guy in your backfield?
Yeah.
That's my replay on Rivers, and you got Deshaun Watson, because like the game says, right? Winners win.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson won a national title. He got to a national title, lost to Alabama. He probably should have won that other game. So he's a winner, man. So he's going to keep this game close without a running game. And plus four, over 51.
Okay.
That's good, huh? Remember, 55%, I like it. It's break even, and we're at 60%. We want to get to 70% for the year. So, man, we're looking for that breakout week where we get –
we get like 90% at least, something. Okay, Raiders, Jets.
Yeah.
We got to come back from last week's, man. Last week's game.
Right.
Raiders, Jets.
Man. Number one rule of betting is you do not bet your own team. Josh Luna and I favor the Raiders.
Yeah.
However, you have to, and that's what the last podcast is about, the Hawthorne effect. It's about analyzing your thinking, analyzing the biases you have. We all have biases. We have conscious, unconscious bias. We have racial biases. We have denial, right? That miniseries with Hugh Grant, right? The wife didn't want to believe that her husband is a murderer, right? We all have biases, but you have to identify them, right? And Josh Luna and I are at the point of maturity where we can take emotion out of our pick. And if the Raiders are going to lose us money, as much as we love the Raiders, we can't let the Raiders kill us, right? It's like that family member we love them to death, but we can't let the family member bankrupt us, because then we can't help anybody. If we're homeless, we can't help our family. So we can't let our family member destroy our lives. So if the Raiders are not going to cover the spread, we can't bet the Raiders. But they are, because they got killed last week by Raheem Morris in Atlanta. It's been a very uncomfortable week in Vegas for guys on that team. Gruden has been cursing him out left and right. Probably been a few fights people haven't talked about. And then the Jets, right? The Jets are horrible.
Yeah.
They're tanking on purpose so they can get better picks. And I would be shocked if this game goes over 47, right?
Yeah, no, same, exactly. I trust the Raiders in this game a lot more than I trust those Jets.
Right. And another reason I have to be hesitant about buying the Raiders is that John Gruden has bought me drinks. It used to be in Channelside in Tampa. And a person that our family did business with was Tim Markham. God bless his soul. He was the head coach of the Tampa Bay Storm. And he used to have beers with John Gruden in Channelside when John Gruden had the fire coaches club, where he used to bring in a guy like Chip Kelly, who doesn't drink. I remember him being at the bar drinking waters. And he would fly him in, and they would sit all day talking about and watching film. And then they would go to the bar. John Gruden would have one or two beers and then buy everybody in the bar beer. You can do that when you're John Gruden having millions. Now he's making $10 million a year. He'll buy everybody at the bar beers now. But my point with that is how obsessed he is with football. Because you're sitting there, you know, on a June, whatever, hot, and he spent all day watching film with Chip Kelly. Yeah. And then they're there drawing up plays in a napkin, right? So that's how obsessed he is, right? So for that and many other reasons, we're taking your Las Vegas Raiders, right?
Okay.
Minus the 8. I wouldn't even buy the point at this point. I'm just going to go plus 8 and under 47 because the Jets' offense is really pathetic. Gates is now calling the plays away from the offensive coordinator, and he's getting in fights with offensive line. So, okay. Hey, I'm learning from my mistakes too, right? The Hawthorne effect, I've noticed I haven't been doing enough research, man. I've researched the heck out of this game. Why? So I can make money, and the Marine Josh Lewin makes money, and you listening maybe. That's the point.
All right, switching to the other New York team over there, Giants traveling to Seattle. It's minus 10 Seattle right now, right? Or how are you feeling about those Giants without Daniel Jones?
Yeah, You talked about this game last night, and I was very interested in your thoughts. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that the Giants, you know, I trust the – I like the Giants' defense. The Seahawks, they've been really, you know, up and down with that offense. I mean, they play a lot of close games. Every game's close with them. They're always entertaining games. I think 10 is a little high, and I'm thinking the Giants, you know, figure a way to stay close in that game. They're going to – I'm banking on the Seahawks to make mistakes offensively. Yes, I think we got to go Giants on that one. I don't know. I'm more on Giants at plus 10. It's just too high for me.
Yeah, I'll buy the point at plus 10, right? Get it off the key number plus 11.
Yes.
Because in a way, I want to go zigzag, not even analyze the game. Since the Seahawks didn't cover last week, they'll cover this week.
Oh, right? Okay, you, yeah, you right. Can't
do this. You can't. But you're looking at the numbers. Are they going to cover 10 or 11? So I'm going to say they're not going to cover 11. The Giants are still – the Giants have, remember, corporate governance fundamental analysis. Jason Garrett, right? A lot of people get on Jason Garrett. But Jason Garrett's a former head coach of a football team, graduate of Harvard, keeps getting jobs. There's something there about something. And then took a key, and I talked about this on the last podcast, which I think is one of the better podcasts, as far as tackling biases, right, that we have in decision-making, because we also hear use decision science. But Seattle and New England are going to be different teams the last four games of the season, because that's where Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick do the Hawthorne effect, do what they call football self-scouting, and take over things from their control freaks. Who's going to argue with him, right? Pete Carroll's won 3 national championships, Super Bowl. Bill Belichick's won 7 Super Bowls. So they take over the offense. They take over the defense, the special teams. Different teams. So that Seattle defense was different last couple of weeks. Because of that, they're going to be different this week. I like the under 47. What do you think?
No, I like the under as well at 47. I think that's too many points for those offenses. I mean, Seahawks, yeah, they could get it going. They got some weapons, but that's not their game plan. They don't need to go score so much, and the Giants aren't going to provide that, you know, to get them to want to score a lot.
Right. And then all the people, sports betting has now been legalized. There were, in the last election, 10 states put a referendum for sports betting. Sports betting was 10-0, right? So with the recession that's coming, they want the tax dollars from the sports books. So all these new states where they're at, they're sitting at home, and what do people do? They bet the over, right? And they bet the favorite. So in this pick, I call the Marine Josh Luna and Josh Amner, MBA, in business with Vegas. Because Vegas wants, right, the Giants plus 11, under the 47 points. We do too, right? Yeah, because there's a reason. The Bellagio looks so nice, right? The Wynn Encore looks so nice. So we're in business with Vegas in that one. And for those casual, we call them the Robin Hood crowd.
Yeah.
You know, because they same way they look at sports betting, same way they look at stocks. We do the same, but we have a more long-term approach. Salesmen think short-term. Business women and men think long-term, right?
Yeah.
So, take the New York football Ants plus 11 under the 47 points. All right?
Okay, all right.
And that's 12-week consecutive profit talking about, 300% on our money. I mean, I'm feeling excited about these games, man. How you feeling?
Yeah. I'm feeling excited about this next one right here. I mean, it's a rivalry game, right? Best team in the NFC. Falcons feeling themselves a little bit. Beating Oakland, or beating the Vegas Raiders. Saints at the Falcons. Ah, man. I'm thinking Falcons at plus 3. I'm thinking Falcons at plus 3, and I think the defensive game, I mean, they might keep the defense. I think it's under at 46. Under 46.
Right, and you got to look at the numbers. I used to have independently wealthy man who used to share. That's why I share. Mr. Harrington, he owned a string of car dealers in the Northeast, and he was from New Hampshire. He says, Josh, know the numbers, and you will know everything. So when you look at this plus three here, Vegas has it at minus 115. So Vegas agrees with us, even though they're a dog. Vegas is agreeing. Remember what people do, right? They bet favorites and the over.
Yeah. Favorites and
the over. So average score of the NFL game is 45. This year a little higher because of COVID-19. But now these guys have been hitting. Raheem Morris is cut from a different cloth. He's the smartest, probably the smartest coach in the NFL. His problem is emotional. And then this month is December. My wife's a psychotherapist. And I call it contagion, seasonal disorder. But I have it on the tweet last night what it is. And it's adverse seasonal disorder. I'll get the name right. But what it is that people kill themselves during the holidays, right? People get super depressed. And sometimes it's because they had a bad experience. I hate when you hear in the news, right? Oh, the mother's kid was killed on the 25th of December. I'm like, oh, that's going to ruin Christmas forever, right? So there's a lot of suicides during this period of time. So we're going to talk a lot about mental health. The non-betting podcasts are all about mental strength, right? And then we use things that I've learned in psychotherapy and psychology through 17 years of my wife being a psychotherapist, I added to games, right? And Jameis Winston having impulse control problems because he raped a girl. He steals from the store. He's impulsive with interceptions. So we've made money on that. But then we talk about seasonal disorder and mental health, right? So Raheem Morris, who's now probably going to be the head coach of Atlanta, extremely intelligent guy. But when he was at Tampa Bay after he took over for John Gruden, his problem was emotional control. He just goes off on people. He can't have friendships. He got in a fight. He beat up the defensive coordinator, throws him in a dumpster, has to pay all these fines, and then he becomes the defensive coordinator, Raheem Morris. Very smart man, but he has emotional problems, right? He's gone to therapy. Hopefully you got a good therapist like my wife. And now he's going to be the head coach of your Atlanta Falcons as a strategic African-American in an African-American city, Georgia, those two Senate races. So there's a lot of things going on with Raheem Morris in the Saints, at home, in Atlanta. You're going to get the refs call, John Luna. That's what I'm going to ask you after George Floyd, right? After what Drew Brees said. New Orleans at Atlanta. Who the refs going to give the call to? The Marine John Luna?
Yeah, Atlanta's going to get this game. Let's hope so. Okay.
Yes, if you want to play safe, I heard a lot of value investing today in my other meetings, my stockbroker meetings. You can go plus four. I'm liking under 46.
Okay. The way and then another rivalry game. We got another rivalry game going across the country. Rams.
So make sure that people are clear with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta,
oh,
we know. Plus three, under 46.
Okay.
All right.
Rams at Cardinals. How are you feeling? Rams minus three. Cardinals have been playing pretty bad the last couple games. Rams just took a bad L against the Niners at home. Who's going to step up and get back on track?
The Rams, they're two air raid teams. And to note, people listening up there in the podcast, and thank you for growing the podcast, sharing it, and man, we've gone up every single week. But even though we've gone up every single week with the NFL, we've been overtaken by college football. The people like college football, and they're taking that one to the next level. Rams minus three, I'm thinking is COVID-19. Over 48. Usually this will be an under game, even though there are two offensive coaches, because both coaches like to protect the defense. And the Rams have the number one defense against the run. So Arizona is not going to be able to run. They're going to be a one-dimensional team. The only thing that's going to save them is Fitzgerald, if he can play those slants. Remember, air raid, if they're playing zone, it's slants. If you are playing man, you go vertical down the field. And I think, what do you think, the Marine, John Salina? I think you're crazy if you play DeAndre Hopkins one-on-one.
Oh, definitely. They got to double him. They got to really get the coverage up for the best receiver in the league. And I think Rams are going to get this W. They're going to go in. And
what do you think about the over-under, 48?
Oh, man. I'm thinking I like the I don't know. That's a defensive game.
Are both teams going to play zone, rush three, put eight back, play zone, keep everything in front of them, and keep this game under 48? Under 49, I was bugged by that point.
I don't know. I think they're going to score. I think teams are going to score, or like both teams are going to get points a little bit on the board. I'm thinking it might be like 27-24. Right. Yeah.
Right. I call this a blues game, right? Blues music is about a good man feeling bad. So this blues game is about two good offenses feeling bad. They got shut down last week. They're going to figure something out. Queensberry and Boy Wonder McVay are going to figure out how to score more than 48 points. Between them. But 28-24, we cash the ticket, win the Rams.
Go Rams.
Nice. I'm excited, man. I'm getting that dopamine rush. When you make money, your dopamine goes up in your brain.
Okay. Well, sticking with the LA team, the Chargers hosting the Patriots. New England, it's got to be New England, right? I mean, Belichick versus Lynn.
100%.
Herbert versus Belichick.
Yeah, I think Belichick's going to ruin him. So, who's the better coach? Andy Lynn or Bill Belichick?
Oh, we know. We know. That's too easy.
Yeah. And then with Belichick taking over the defense now, it's going to go under those 47 points.
Yeah.
And he was saying how great Herbert is. So that's like the kiss of death. And Bill Belichick, you're getting minus one, right? And Bill Belichick has never lost a football game against a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. And this is pretty much that's a pick. You got to take
25% of the bankroll.
Yeah. Hell yeah, almost, but not quite.
I'll double down. I'm putting it on here. I already bet it, right? $2,000 on the New England Patriots minus one. Now, I want to get with the morning games because I've been dividing the morning games. So what do you think, the Marine John Salina, the Cincinnati Bengals?
Oh, the Bengals?
I don't even know the quarterback. No name of quarterback. Yeah.
Bengals plus and Dolphins.
12. Miami.
I like Bengals. I mean, it keeps going. It's going up again, right? Or it's at 11.5. I think it was at 10 yesterday.
Yeah. So if you can get it, plus 14, plus 15, go Bengals.
Bengals going to keep it
close. Over under 42. Yeah, I think it's going to go over the 42. And then what do you think about that second half line in 90-degree heat, 80% humidity in Miami?
Oh, you got to take Miami. You need to take Miami in that second half.
I am 20-2 picking second half lines, teams playing in the heat in Florida in that second half. That's a high percentage.
Yes.
I could have just done that this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If I wasn't so blessed, I would have done that. All I would have done is put, $1,000 on the second half line each time.
All right. Eagles traveling to Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, MVP season. You got to take Aaron Rodgers, right? It's at -8.5. How you feeling about that
one? You do.
I don't trust Philly, man. They're not a good team at all.
No.
Self-destructing. They got too much
pressure. Cover for us. Yeah. They're losing three guys on that offensive line. It really isn't Wentz's fault. He has no wide receivers. The defense is okay. They're not world beaters. And Green Bay's on a mission.
Yeah, they got.
What do you think about the over/under? Green Bay going to shut them down and win the game 27-0, keep it under, or is it going to be 33-14, and the game goes over?
I'm taking it. I think it's going to go under, and I'm thinking taking Green Bay 27-17 because I just don't trust the Philly offense. I trust Green Bay to score, but
right.
You know, they had an offensive explosion against the Bears the other day. I think they're just going to get this win and call it a day. Save some more plays for the games later in the weeks.
100% agree, right? You got to keep something in your back pocket for the playoffs.
Yes, yeah. They need to. They got to win it this year. They got to do it for him. He can't play MVP ball all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to keep it in your back pocket for the playoffs. Now, I love this type of game because this type of game has made me a lot of money, right? Remember what I've been saying, right? Vegas wants people to bet the favorite and the over.
Yes.
You got the Broncos, double-digit dogs in the division going into Kansas City, plus 14 at a high key number, over under 51.
Yeah.
How about we dial up? I want 80% of the time doing this. We dial up your Denver Broncos plus 15. I buy the point, you get it off that key number. What's his face is coming back off COVID-19, or at least one of them is. And over under 51 is just too many points. They play each other a lot. Vic Fangio is a man of pride. He's a defensive coordinator. He's going to drop eight, rush three, keep everything in front of him. Todd Bowles is one of the better defensive coordinators. But, man, that was stupid, right? Maybe he was trying to tire Tyreek Hill out because he played him man-to-man coverage in the first half. He had, like, 10 catches. And I got texts from all over the country. They're like, oh, we got to bet against Tyreek Hill because he's going to be tired that second half running in the heat and cooling down and going back out to him. I'm like, yeah, he's not going to do anything the second half. So he had 10 catches the first half, one catch the second half. Yeah. So the people were betting against individual players. So I made people a lot of money betting against Tyreek Hill second half. But I made a lot of money, right? Betting my $2,000 Tampa Bay second half line. So for that and many other reasons, we'll take Denver plus the 15 under 52.
Okay. And then that brings us to the – I like it. I like it. I like it, and I want to hear what you got to say about the Monday Night Football game, Bills going to Arizona to play the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah. Right.
The return to the scene of DeAndre Hopkins' catch.
Right. They got PTSD because of that. Actually, last night, you kind of gave me some insight, and we decided to go with the Buffalo Bills minus -1
Yes.
Over 48. Do you remember what you were telling me last night?
What I tell you this time?
That because of the DeAndre Hopkins, that the Bills were going to come up with extra juice, Mr. McDermott. Yeah,
they have to.
Whose father and coaching is Andy Reid, and that Josh Allen, just the way Andy Bill Belichick versus Lynn of the Chargers is a coaching mismatch. It is a quarterback mismatch between Josh Allen and Mr. Mullins from the San Francisco 49ers.
Yes.
And since the Bills' defense sucks, 49ers will score some points, but the Bills will win the game, and this game will go over the 48.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking it's going to go over. I'm thinking it's going to go over. Or
nine. Also,
where are we at? Where are we at? We're at
The Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen at Mullins, and you had it right, man.
Yeah.
They're in Arizona, but they're playing the San Francisco 49ers, the defending NFC champs. Shanahan, his dad was a great coach, got him to the Super Bowl.
Shanahan's been drawn.
Went to the Super Bowl with Atlanta.
Yeah.
And remember, Bill Belichick stole Shanahan's backpack at the Super Bowl. Remember
that? Yeah, sure. I'm sure.
Well, we don't know if Belichick stole it, but somebody stole it. And Belichick has – that's why we call him Belichick, because of his reputation.
Yeah.
So I like these games, man.
No, I know. Let's get them right. 80%. It's on the way. 90%.
80%. Yes, we're being greedy, right, because we've had 12 straight weeks of consecutive profit, 300%, right? But – good is the enemy of great. And we're giving you better information than what you can pay for. We're giving it to you. Give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach the man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime. And this is not stimulus. This is not Bernie Sanders stuff. This is capitalism. The Marine, Josh Luna, and I collaborating, right? And innovating, giving you business and financial concepts to bet on football games. Get them right. And my wife, Anna, has not bought gasoline from non-betting dollars since 2011. That's not counting the vacations and everything else. Final words, Josh Luna.
Let's get this going. Let's get ready for some football.
Let's get ready for some football. We'll be back tomorrow with our increasingly popular college football podcast. And we always close with Winston Churchill, who got us through our last big crisis in World War II. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Sports Betting and Financial Podcast.
All right. Lakers got AD.
That's why this sport don't cost $800, and that costs $200. And I don't know what that costs, that'd be a shame to work. That's why I wear good shoes and roll like butts, and I get a limousine stuck out there a mile long.